Like this guy here understands. He is an NHL Network host. He is a friend of the program. He's still a clone at heart. The former UCLA basketball manager, Tony Loughman, will be part of NHL Network's live coverage of the All-Star Skills Competition and the All-Star Game itself today and tomorrow, beginning at 6 p.m. Eastern from St. Louis. Tony, what's up? Welcome back. How are you?
Rome, I am fantastic. Great to be with you. And I have to admit, unlike you, who looked pretty much at home in the cold temperatures,
yeah.
I do not do as well. I landed yesterday in St. Louis, and it looked like Hoth from Empire Strikes Back. All I could think was, where are the Tauntauns? That's the bad news. Good news is, for breakfast, I had Wookiee's cookies. They're chewy.
You're too much, dude. Yeah, I look great. I hound that really well. I haven't taken one step, Tony, anywhere without somebody going, yo, Rome, damn, dude, you look cold. Damn, dude, how cold were you? Really bleeping cold. That's how cold. All right, so yeah. You're in St. Louis. I can tell it's treating you pretty well. Let me jump right into this thing. There are 19 first-time All-Stars this season. 19. First of all, what does that number mean to you, and how pumped are you to see all the first-timers?
I'm so excited about it because you see on their face and you experience when you're around them just how much it means to them. It tells you just how talented our young players are. More and more, when you talk to veterans, they say, I can't believe how ready for the NHL these guys are. A prime example is Quinn Hughes, American-born kid. His brother Jack was the first draft pick last year. Quinn is as nice a human being. Forget about sports. As nice a human being as you'd ever want to meet. So unassuming, so modest, so humble. My favorite story about him, he was playing in the World Championships. His assistant coach, Dan Bylsma, is giving him pointers because that's what assistant coaches do. And each time he gives him something to do, Quinn turns around and goes, thank you, coach. Dan says, listen, we're in the middle of games. We don't have time for you to turn around and say, thanks, coach. Quinn goes, thanks, coach. He's amazing. Nice kid.
I love it. Tony Loughman joining us. And then, Tony, you've got Tampa Bay goalie Andre Vasilevsky, who's there this weekend. He has been really hot of late, winning his last 10. What do you make of how he's playing right now?
It's amazing the way that I got rope-a-doped. The whole hockey world was stunned to see that Tampa team last year win the President's Trophy. He wins the Vezina. They look like one of the greatest teams of all time. They get swept out of the first round. I sent an email to John Cooper, their coach. You and I are both big Coop fans. Smart guy, lawyer by trade, became an NHL coach, one of the elite communicators ever. So all of us were interested to see how would they do this year. They went 12 of their first 24, and I thought, lingering effects. This is not going to be UVA basketball. They're really going to struggle with putting that behind them. Then they go on a tear. Since December 1, second-best points percentage in the league, and specifically Vasilevsky, his numbers were pedestrian compared to what we've seen him do at the age of 20 in the 2015 Cup final. He played in two games. Pulse of a marathoner, ultra cool, ultra calm. He's back. I got rope-a-dope just like George Foreman did. These Bolts are back. They look every bit as good as they did last year. They're going to be a force to be reckoned with this year in the playoffs.
No, we all were. We all did. It was weird. Really a weird, weird deal. Tony Loughman joining us. Now, you're always a high-energy guy and somebody who brings a lot of enthusiasm to literally everything you do. That said, you're going to sit down with Mikey Ruzioni on Monday to interview him. Knowing the impact that team had on you personally, how are you going to be able to stay in your shoes when you sit down to talk to the captain?
Rome, I'm out of my mind. I'm bouncing off walls. This is a whole different... This is like ADD flaring up to record levels. I can't tell you how excited I am. I thank my boss for giving me the opportunity. I'm reading Ruzioni's new book. I thought I knew everything about that team and him specifically and all those players. This book, The Making of a Miracle, just blows me away. There's so many cool things in it. One of my favorite stories, it's real quick. He called his mom from the Olympic Festival in 79 where they were doing the tryouts. He said, Mom, there's 68 guys here. They can all skate really fast. I'm pretty sure I'll be home in a week. We know he didn't end up going home in a week. He scored the goal to beat the Russians, and that team went down in history. The one thing I want to do when I do interview Ruzioni is try to encapsulate for him, covering hockey for as long as I have, the long-lasting impact, the legacy that that team had. It wasn't until Mike Ramsey was drafted in the first round from that team that an American went first round. Since then, 8 Americans have gone first overall. That team changed the way that American hockey is viewed by the rest of the world. What a legacy.
Enjoy that. Tony Loughman joining us. All right, what about Alex Ovechkin? He's not going to be at the All-Star game this weekend, but the players are still talking about him, and in particular, the fact that he's currently sitting on 692 career goals. He's currently tied with Steve Yzerman. He's two back of Mark Messier, obviously eight away from 700. As good as he is, are people almost taking him and his greatness for granted?
Yes. And this is where I love coming on your show. Sometimes I'll go on shows and people will not even understand hockey. You get it, and you get it with depth. The thing about Ovechkin is, and this is not an original thought to me, I give full credit to Mike Rupp, Cup winner, 2003 Cup-clinching goal scorer for the New Jersey Devils. He said that if his name was, say, for instance, Jim Rome, and he was doing the kind of things he's done for years, winning eight Rocket Richards, having all these 50-goal seasons. This year he's on pace for 56 goals. He's two away from being 200 away from Gretzky's long-lasting record. I think he'd be more respected, more appreciated, more adored. Even when he won the Cup a couple of years ago, people were like, well, yeah, it's about time. It reminds me of Charo on the Love Boat. She was underappreciated at the time. I don't know what it is, but we, as Americans, and hey, I'm as patriotic as an American as I can find, I don't know that we give the level of appreciation and respect to players from outside America, from even outside North America. Ovi is special, and what he's doing is truly unprecedented.
You're so right. He does not get the respect that he deserves, nor does Chara. Well, said. What a great analogy that is. Tony Loughman joining us. Since you mentioned 99, Wayne Gretzky's got the all-time record, 894. Now, Ovechkin's 34. It seems ridiculous to even pose the question, but could you see Ovechkin making a run at that number?
Absolutely. And it is stunning because the way that Gretzky dominated statistically is unprecedented. If you look at any of the sports, the fact of the matter is, if he'd never scored a goal, he'd still be the leading scorer in the history of the league just based on assists, 1,963. But he also has more goals than anybody, 894. The thing is, in terms of 50-goal seasons, Ovi is on pace for his ninth this year. The only guys to ever do that are Gretzky and Mike Bossy. What Alex Ovechkin is doing is so unbelievable because it's a different era. When Gretzky played, the final scores were like 6-5. Now it's 3-2. It is truly extraordinary, his durability over the last 10 years. Alex Ovechkin has played in 98% of the Caps' regular season games. It's almost unheard of, and he hits. It's not like he's a guy that shies away from contact. He plays with a combination of power and speed that people have never seen before. He's truly the great eight. And I wish more people appreciated him the way you and I do.
Tony Loughman joining us. All right, one last stop before you go, Tony. It was not that long ago that you and I were talking about the amazing story of the Vegas Golden Knights and them going to the Stanley Cup Final in their first season. Gerard Gallant won the Jack Adams that year. He led them back to the playoffs last season and then was fired this month. What do you make of that decision?
It was shocking. To be totally honest, it was stunning. There have been seven coaching changes over a roughly 60-day period this season. We see it now, I think, in all the pro sports. It's NHL, National Hockey League, but I say it's not here long. The level of expectation is so high. What he did with that first-year team is unprecedented in any sport. But the way that this team performed last year in the playoffs, albeit getting a raw deal on a tough call against San Jose, and then not performing up to the standards they'd set, he became a victim of his own success. Coach Wooden, and you knew I was going to throw in a Coach Wooden quote.
I knew it. I was waiting.
A friend of his said to him after the 64 team won their first title and they went 30-0, one of his coaching buddies said, oh, you've really done it now, John. Now they're going to expect you to do this all the time. The point is, I think Gerard Gallant became a victim of his own success, to say nothing of the fact that he has had a legendary career ever since he stopped playing Mel on Alice at Mel's Diner, where they would ring the bell and he would yell, pick up, tell me he doesn't look like that guy. He does, Gerard Gallant. I love him.
Too much. How about Flo? How are you going to go there and not mention Flo?
Yes.
Did you mention, and how are you going to mention, and how are you going to mention Coach Wooden and not mention Coach Herrick? The other day, Janet breaks out the LA Times and says, look at this. There was a piece on Cal State Northridge assistant coach Jim Herrick. Have you talked to the stud lately?
I sure have. And I've also talked with Ed O'Bannon and Toby Bailey. It is one of the great mistakes that UCLA has made. He's not in the UCLA Athletics Hall of Fame. It's like this Orwellian thing where they've expunged his contribution from our national championship. It's ludicrous that that guy would not be in the UCLA Athletics Hall of Fame. It's something they've got to get right, and it's something I hope they get right soon. He earned it, he deserves it, and we're all behind him.
I used to love Toby Bailey coming on the program. Really quickly, have you reached out to your guy George Zadik lately?
Yeah, we trade emails. I'm grateful for emails. Now with the little baby, he's going to turn one. I'm conscious of trying to save for college, so I can't be calling across the pond. But Georgie and I trade emails. He is such a smart dude. He's such a fun guy. His son is playing college basketball. I wish I remember which team he's playing for. I think he played against Pepperdine this Christmas. So George was out this Christmas. I love him. Great, quick George Zadik story. He learned English from watching comedy movies. So he used to talk like Ace Ventura. He couldn't really speak great English, but he would go, all righty then. Hilarious. The guy's 7 feet tall, and he was so funny.
Tony Luffman, right on that post. Tony, you're the best. You know, I hate to do that, but you know how this works, right? We got a clock. Great job. Tony, have an amazing weekend. Great to have you back. NHL Network host, friend of the program, clone.